Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and here with us in the studio, as he is at this time each week, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello, it is indeed me. How are you?
We're back again. I'm doing great, but I'm still stumped on last week's challenge.
Well, let's clear it up. I said, start with the nicknames of two of Phoenix's sports teams, Coyotes and Suns. Change one letter to a P, and you can rearrange the result to get a six-letter word for something you take to get information and a five-letter word for things that would be bad to have in that information. What are the words?
I don't know.
Well, if you change one of the O's to a P, you can spell census and typos. All right, Ian. On September 30th, 1962, the first convention of the National Farm Workers Association was held in an abandoned movie theater in Fresno, California. Led by labor leader Cesar Chavez, the NFWA later merged with the Agricultural Workers Organizing Committee to become the labor union known as the United Farm Workers. Chavez is also credited with popularizing the phrase "Si se puede," the English translation of which, "Yes, we can," became the 2008 campaign slogan for President Barack Obama.
Yeah, where have I heard that before?
To commemorate Chavez's legacy, today our questions are about famous farms.
All right.
A farm owned by the Kents and adjacent to the rural town of Smallville, Kansas, becomes the landing point for a rocket containing an infant alien whom they adopt. From what planet did this rocket originate?
Krypton.
That is right. In the 1989 film Field of Dreams, farmer Ray Kinsella constructs a baseball diamond on his farm after hearing a voice telling him to build it. After months of inactivity, a famous player appears on the field. Kinsella gives him permission to bring others, and he returns with the seven other players implicated in what infamous incident?
The Black Sox scandal of 1919.
Correct. Shoeless Joe Jackson, of course, is the first one, and that story is immortalized in a book and a movie both called Eight Men Out, which are both excellent. I would recommend to anyone. By what name do we know the organization that began as a 1985 benefit concert organized by Willie Nelson, John Mellencamp, and Neil Young, and has since gone on to hold 29 subsequent concerts and set up hotlines and other assistance for those who have lost crops and other belongings because of natural disasters?
I will say Farm Aid.
That's good that you say that, because that's right. And Nelson and Mellencamp testified before Congress at one point, which helped lead to the passing of the Agricultural Credit Act of 1987. Near the town of Hanover, Nebraska, a woman inherits her family's farmland and attempts to keep it viable. This is part of the plot of O Pioneers, the first novel in the Prairie Trilogy, a trilogy which also includes My Aunt Anea, written by which American author?
Willa Cather.
Yes. In 2014, as a bonus fact, a red panda cub at the Lincoln Children's Zoo in Nebraska was named Willa in her honor. And finally, the 1968 two-part episode A Star Named Arnold is Born, in which a pig named Arnold Ziffel appears in a local play, which leads to a starring role in a major motion picture, was the finale of the third season of what series, starring Ava Gabor and Eddie Albert as New Yorkers who move to a farm in the country?
Green Acres?
Yep. Was this another barn burner of a show, or should we be put out to pasture? Let us know. Don't let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can sow the trivia seeds at wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase dairy farmer. Rearrange the letters to spell a five-letter word that can describe someone who is happy and a six-letter word that can describe someone who probably isn't happy. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and let's do this same time next week.
We will see you then.